This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Yes, I am. And I work hard at it, too. Thank you very much. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, you know, you buckle in, because first hour, I usually don't do this the first hour, but the first hour, I've got David Horowitz coming on. Now, I recorded it earlier today, so, you know, calm down. And because it works out easier for me. You know, let me tell you what. I get more done, you know, earlier in the day. And sometimes the schedules don't match up. And you know, I always have producers tell me, yeah, don't explain all that stuff to them. You take the magic of radio away. Give me a break. There's no magic. You're speaking to a mic. It goes out all over the place, right? So anyway, David Horowitz is going to join me today. And if you have any idea, a lot of people don't like him. But I don't know if it's because he's gone from being a hardcore lefty communist type of person to pretty far conservative right. And he doesn't play games and he doesn't mince words. In his latest book, Big Agenda, which is President Trump's plan to save America. You know, it's really funny. I really believe, I'm not a conspiracy guy, so don't take this the wrong way. But I really do believe that ex-President Obama, and I much prefer calling him now ex-President Obama as opposed to Mr. Obama. So ex-President Obama and George Soros and a few others have gotten together, and you know you can you know the old saying, right? Follow the money. You can trace the money back to Soros. Well, actually, you can trace the money back to Soros-owned businesses that are funding these riots. Not protest people; they are riots. So the idea is, you know, again, you've heard this a gazillion times, the playbook with Alinsky is, you know, you pull out the issue, you pull out the person, and you hammer them, and you hammer them, and you hammer them. And that's what they're doing with Trump. They're hammering his people, they're hammering his policies, they're hammering him. The funny thing about it is everything he's doing, he said he was going to do. Everything he's doing is what he got voted on to do. I want him to shore up the borders. Do I? Look it. Every president has had his hitches, his glitches. Go back and look at the mess. And I liked the guy. Go back and look at the mess that JFK created from day one. Even with his advisors, his great advisors around him, telling him how he could do, what he could do, how he could deal with Russia. He almost got us into a nuclear war with Russia. But he's another one of the Dem gods. You know? Anyhow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, Big Agenda, the President Trump's plan to save America. David Horowitz will be with me right after the first break. Now, I love this... the focus. Don't you love, you know, when Hillary's, when Hillary's emails, when any information on Hillary or her people or the DNC, when all that stuff came out, when Planned Parenthood is caught selling information, if you would, I mean, not information, body parts, I'm sorry, selling body parts, when you see all of that, What was the outcry from the left? What were they screaming about? Sneaky. How dare they? They shouldn't be doing this. This is illegal. You can't put out somebody's emails like this. You can't grab somebody's information without them knowing about it. And on the Planned Parenthood stuff is, what right do they have to come in and trick us? What right do they have to videotape what we've got going on? So whenever a conservative or somebody on the right gets information, negative information, about somebody on the left, it's an outcry. It's wrong. It's illegal. It's immoral. But whenever right or wrong, when they get information, quote-unquote, against us, that's a whole different animal, isn't it? See, if I was Trump right now, I would fire everybody that has been in that office longer than a year. Seriously. Because you know that they only hired, the Obama administration only hired people that were extremely close to them, were on the same page as them, and believed in that socialist style of government. How else, if the White House is leaking this bad, and you can't blame Trump, here's what I love too. All the ills that are going on, they're blaming Trump for. Now, he hasn't even been, 28 days, 30 days now? Not even? And Obama got away with blaming Bush for what? 3.5 years? He tried to go longer than that, but so for 3 years it was Bush's fault. Apparently, as of January 20th, nothing else is Obama's fault. Nothing. Only the good stuff. No, seriously. When the report came out that he saves us hundreds of millions of dollars on the Air Force, the jet contracts, they wouldn't let Trump take credit for that. All right, I don't want to get in the weeds with this. All right, so anyway, I'm getting a big kick out of this. I'm getting a big kick. It's making my point that I've been talking about for years. We are no longer Americans in this country. We are now Republicans or Democrats, conservatives or liberals. We are right or left. We are no longer Americans. I'm sorry. Some of you are really get enraged with me, but here's how you become an American, right? You don't just spit on your other brother. If he's on the far left and he's a loon, try to work with him. If you can't work with him, ignore him. But we're way too divisive on this. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. David Horowitz joins us after the break. Don't go far. I've got a lot coming up in the next hour. A lot of information.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Huers and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery. surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nice car.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. And take a listen.
My baby is American-made.
Listen, can we try to do American-made? We still have 90. I know you guys don't think that, you know, Trump's going to turn things around, what, 90 days or something like that. You know, we still have about 94 million Americans out of work. Let's try to do your best. I'm only asking you to do your best in trying to buy American-made. I would appreciate that, and the 94 million Americans out of work would appreciate that. I have a special guest on today. David Horowitz joins me. He grew up as a red diaper baby in communist community in Sunnydale, Queens. He studied literature at Columbia and became a new leftist during the Soviet invasion of Hungary. In 1962, he published the first Manifesto of the New Left, a book titled Student, which described the decades of first demonstrations. Now,
In 1997, Horowitz published a memoir, Radical Son, about his journey from the left. I think this is great. He's written many books, and he can be found at frontpagemag.com, and his latest book, Big Agenda, President Trump Plans to Save America. And, David, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me.
That was a mouthful. So, listen, you know, so when did you think that Trump could possibly take the nomination and the presidency?
Day one of the debates, actually. Although I had my nervous moments along the way.
Everybody, yeah.
Both because, well, it was the first question in the first debate. Here's a guy who has never been formally in politics, never been in a formal political debate. And he's on a platform with, I think it was 11 other candidates who were all, the top tier of the Republican Party.
Right.
Had been in the wars for years. And he gets the first question because he had the highest percentage in the polls at the time. And Megyn Kelly goes for his jugular and says, "You have referred to women as fat pigs, slobs, and something else." And without batting an eye, he comes back and says, "Oh, that was Rosie O'Donnell." Now, what I saw there was a guy who's not intimidated by all this political correct crap. Somebody who doesn't flinch. We have a Republican who will fight back. Amazing. Oh, yeah. Absolutely amazing. What is the problem? Why are we all so frustrated with Republicans? Because they're cowards. They're pussies. From 2010 to 2016, they had a record majority in the House of Representatives. Now, there were only two checks on a really bad president like Barack Obama. Two checks. One is impeachment, and nobody is going to impeach the first black president.
That's right.
And the second is the purse, which is the House. And they had run saying they're going to roll back Obamacare, repeal it, and defund his executive amnesties, which were unconstitutional and illegal. And they voted to fund everything. There was only one senator, Ted Cruz, who stood up to filibuster and oppose it.
Oh, yeah. When
comes
when...
along.
Go ahead.
So. Yeah, so this is the most important thing in this book, Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America. But the biggest thing, the most important thing to know about Trump is that he fights. He doesn't back down. It's, full steam ahead. And I'm just going to take no prisoners.
That's not presidential, David, though. Don't you hear that all over the... He's not very presidential.
The president defines what's presidential.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I don't want somebody.
Was so wrong.
Yeah, I don't.
I respect people who were worried about Trump. Is he going to be so undisciplined? Is he going to do something that's going to embarrass us? Does he actually believe what he says? Remember all the quotes of the Never Trumpers. He's a closet liberal. He's a conspiracy with Hillary. He's really a Bernie Sanders clone. I mean, he's going to lose in a landslide and so forth and so on. But now he gets into office. He doesn't even get, even before he got into office when he's president-elect. But once he's in office, he's fulfilling one promise after another. He works from 5:30 in the morning, gets up at 5:30, goes to bed at midnight, works through the weekends, delivering on his promises. How unusual is that? My God.
He's never been to a government school to learn how to how to work a full day the government way. Apparently, he doesn't get any of this.
Yeah, the government way, right?
But they said the same things about
watch how long it takes them to fix your road.
I know. You know. They said the same things about Reagan. Remember when he was over there telling them to tear down the wall? This is cowboy. You know, this is cowboy politics. He can't do this. He, you know, he's going to offend the Soviet Union. Yeah, he offended them so much that guess what came down? The wall came down. They didn't know what to do with that, did they?
No. It's like we're responsible. Well, I mean, the Democrats, that's their siren song. And if we oppose the Islamic Nazis, we're recruiting for them. So I guess we should just lie or hunt them.
Yeah, you know, David, I said it years ago, and I kept saying, it seems we've got a generation or we've got a group of people that now feel if we can't uphold the law, if we can't enforce a law, we'll just ignore it, we'll get rid of it, we'll make believe like it doesn't exist. And that seems like what we're doing with all of this, whether it's immigration or what have you. If we can't enforce it or it's uncomfortable, it doesn't make you feel good, then we're just not going to support it. We're just not going to enforce it. This is what's killing us all across the country.
I have my own campaign. I mean, I applaud Trump, and I've written this in my book. It's not enough. I applaud him for defunding or threatening to defund sanctuary cities. But defunding them is not enough. He's got to prosecute de Blasio, Rahm Emanuel, Villagrosa, the mayor of Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Janet Napolitano, the president of the University of California. They have to be prosecuted for sedition. You can't decide which laws you're going to follow and which laws not, particularly if you're an officer of the city or of the state.
Yeah, we have.
So I'm going to launch a movement for that.
Well, listen.
Put pressure on Trump to do it.
You heard. The president pro tem of the California Senate. Okay, so this is what happens every time I get a good guest on. I go over the time. I don't mean to, so it makes me have to chop up the recordings, right? I am Joe Messina, your host. Listen, stay with us because there's so much more that I want you to hear from this guest. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, but listen, you know what? When I let these interviews go over, it just really screws me up because I'm terrible at the timing. But let's get right back to the guests because I really think David Horowitz is with me, and he's got so much to say. Take a listen. You heard President Pro Tem of the California Senate said that half his family is here illegally. Half his family has stolen Social Security numbers, stolen documents. And he says, you can't...
And he's going to make the state sanctuary to open it to terrorists, criminals, and anything.
But David,
yes,
he's
got to... Kevin DeLeon. Prosecute Kevin DeLeon. Put him in jail. Lock him up.
But, you know, we're in California, though. They don't follow the law. One of the legislators recently said, this is California. We don't really follow the Constitution. I'm thinking, oh, my God, where were the police that came in and locked him up right after he said that? It makes
well,
no
true.
Sense.
The Democratic Party is a seditious party. You have to remember that the Democratic nominee, the Democratic candidate for president, would have been a lifelong supporter of communist causes and still a plain dead Marxist, Bernie Sanders, except right. That the crooked Clintons fixed the primaries with the help of Donna Brazile and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That's the only reason Bernie Sanders wasn't the candidate. The Democratic Party is going over the left-wing cliff. And since Trump's election, it's gotten worse and worse and worse. You know, it's really a sacred political tradition in America to give the president a honeymoon, where you let him get into office and do something. The average time, according to Gallup, was about 7 months, although, you know, it used to be even longer, to show that we are a country which has peaceful transitions of power. And that we get along, even though we disagree. And Trump didn't get 7 seconds where they declared war on him.
No, they started before he even stepped up to the, well, who was it? George Clooney wanted him to run the country. You head up to my website. You want to buy my book up on our website, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you have been taught to hate Over the last 8 years, I put in a very small book, easy to read, sixth grade level. You can get through it in about 2 hours max. But, you know, you need to have the information you need to speak to these people on the left who hate everything about white people, who hate everything about people of the Bible, and just hate conservatives, right-wing conservatives. So buy the book, get informed. David Horowitz joined me. He grew up as a red diaper baby in a communist community in Sunnyside, Queens. In 1962, he published the first manifesto of the New Left. And in 1997, Horowitz published a memoir, Radical Son, about his journey from left to, I'd want to say left to right, but that means makes it sound like I'm saying you're correct. You've written many books. They can find you on frontpagemag.com.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. His latest book, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. And, man, it is a big agenda, and it is a big fight. David, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. And just to follow up on your introduction and talk about your book, the Democratic Party is a party of hate, and it's racist. The Democratic Party is the party of racial categories. It wants the country, it wants us to be characterized by our race, color, ethnic origin, gender, sexual orientation. This is totally anti-American. The American way from the founding is, regardless of race, color, or creed, we're all equal in the eyes of God, and therefore in the eyes, we have to be in the eyes of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And we are endowed with rights as individuals, not as classes, not as genders, not as races, but as individuals, equal individuals before the law. We're endowed with rights from our Creator that government can't take away. That's the American creed. And the Democrats are an anti-American party. People have to realize that, understand that, to understand what's going on, why they're filled with rage and hatred, because they hate people that don't go along with them. Remember, Trump, the seminal moment in the campaign was during the second debate when he turned to the cameras and said, "You have to understand, Hillary has tremendous hatred in her heart." And he was referring to the basket of deplorables which we all have been put in. And what she identified as racist, this is who anybody disagrees with the Democrats are. Racist, sexist, homophobes, Islamophobes, and xenophobes. The people worthy of damnation.
You know,
that's how Democrats look at Republicans. And that's why, if you understand that, you understand their behavior.
David, and again, you know, I'm going off my notes here, but I'm loving this. Nancy Pelosi, their goddess, came out 2 weeks ago and said that the Democratic Party does the work of God. You know, the party that pushes for abortion, pushes that God's creation be torn apart, and the Republicans disgrace God. Didn't the Democrats try to push God out of their platform? They don't want any part of anything that could be bigger than they are. Correct?
Nancy Pelosi is an evil bitch, and she's very smart. But it shows you that smartness doesn't mean very much when you come to these issues. If you believe that you are the army of the saints, which is what progressives believe, they're on the right side of history. The arc of history bends, the moral arc of history bends towards justice. They are the social justice warriors. If you believe that about yourself, then the people who oppose you are the party of the devil. And it is a crypto religion, progressivism, so-called liberalism, and a Democratic Party. And a lot of my book, Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America, is about this, because I draw on I know these people well from having been there,
mm-hmm.
to been born into it. This is who they are. This is why they're so hateful. What they have done in the last few weeks with Jeff Sessions and Betsy DeVos, and everybody has come up, is disgusting. It's a national disgrace. You know, every time Schumer opens his mouth, it makes me sick to my stomach. You can't take one of the finest human beings in the Senate, one of the most decent men in the people in the Senate, Jeff Sessions, who prosecute as a get this, as an attorney general in a deep South state, Alabama, prosecuted the Ku Klux Klan,
yep.
Sent one of its murderers to get the death penalty, desegregated the schools, and then is called a racist by this lying witch from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, totally embraced by the left-wing press. She lives in a $5.4 million mansion. She lied saying she had Indian,
ancestry,
pulling the affirmative action card, ancestry, big lie. She got a $350,000 job from Harvard for teaching one course, and now she lectures us on how the system is rigged for the rich. Come on. This is a hypocrite, a liar, and a witch hunter, and a character assassin. And that's one of the heroes of the Democratic Party.
You know,
and the new head of the Democratic Party, or the guy with the most chance, is what? A Louis Farrakhan anti-Semitic, anti-white racist. They had Keith Ellison, who is a protege of the Muslim Brotherhood, for crying out to ears. Nobody should vote for a Democrat. I don't care if it's for dog catching. That party has got to be punished and disciplined until, the people who have some, actually, Rahm Emanuel, who's, under the pressure of this left, is a sanctuary city mayor and should be prosecuted for that. Rahm Emanuel, at least he's not stupid. I mean, he said they need to take a chill pill. Not only are they not going to take the House back in 2018, they're going to lose it in greater numbers.
You're about the third person I've spoken with that says same thing about the Senate. And look, I have been saying for a long time, and you could tell me where I'm wrong. I said, when you had lifelong, hardcore Democrats out there saying they were voting for Trump because they didn't trust their own party anymore, we knew they were in trouble. And then after they lose, what do they lose? 35 governor seats, 36 houses. I mean, you can go on and on about all their losses. You turn around and say, and you come out of the election, and Pelosi and Schumer say, unless Trump governs the way we want him to, the way the Democrat Party works, we're not going to back him. You guys lost. They missed it. They're not taking their meds. There's something wrong with these people.
Well, I told you, it's a religious movement.
Okay, so this is what happens every time I get a good guest on. I go over the time. I don't mean to, so it makes me have to chop up the recordings, right? I am Joe Messina, your host. Listen, stay with us, because there's so much more that I want you to hear from this guest. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuba Pete.
We are back. You can still say listen. I guess this is from Cuba, right? Cuban Pete?
Yeah.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And look, I you know, sometimes when I get a really, really, not that they're not all good, but I get these guys that talk as fast as I do, I just forget track of the time, and I end up having to cut the pre-recordings up. So bear with me. David Horowitz joins us. Please take notes. Your coffee will already be hot.
There's actually a book, you know, these religious movements, the ones that say the end of the world is coming and pick a date. There's a book on what happens when the date comes and the end of the world doesn't come. And they march right on. You know, it's a problem of faith. You can go off the deep end, as we know. There are charlatans, there are whatever.
Right.
Zealots who go off the deep end. The basic, you know, religious insight is that we are the source of society's problems.
Yeah.
The root cause of all social injustice is us, individuals, because we're egocentric, we're deceitful,
yep,
and so forth and so on, which is why you need morality and why you need religion. To discipline the unruly human beings that we are.
Yep.
It's all, you know, I wrote this in Radical Sun And I'm an agnostic, so this is a testament of an agnostic to the truths of religious faith. But it's all in Genesis.
Yep.
You know, Adam and Eve, what did the serpent say to Adam and Eve? You shall be as God. That pride, that arrogance, that is the Democratic Party. Yeah. They think that they're gods. They know what's best for us, and they're going to force us to do what they think is best for us, what they know is best for us.
You know, David, it's funny.
That's why they're so dangerous.
It's funny you went down that road, because I met with a bunch of Democrat mothers this morning. You know, here I am, the staunch right-wing Republican. I met with a bunch of Democrat mothers, and California is pushing a law to where they could conceivably and easily take your children away from you. It's SB 18. And they call it the Healthy Kids Act. And basically is, if you're not feeding your kids the way the state wants you to feed them, if you're not giving them the medical care that the state thinks they should have, if you're not educating them the way the state thinks you should, they can actually take those children away from you, put them in a foster home until they get the care that they need. But
yeah, except if they're black.
Yeah.
They won't do it there.
No, you're right. You're exactly right.
You know, if you're black and you don't feed your kids right and you're on drugs, we're going to give you $200 or whatever they give them a month more if you have more kids for each kid that you have. So you'll have 7 kids who are destined to poverty. It's evil what the Democratic Party has done to the inner cities in America. And it's an evil party.
And the black community.
And you can quote me on that.
The black community, when it comes to education, you know, the Dems are all over education. They love education. Got to educate kids. But when you look at the numbers across the country, the people that take the biggest beating when it comes to education is the black community. And the Dems don't seem to care because they've never tried to fix it. Well, the Democratic.
They don't care because these corrupt teacher unions that don't teach the kids, that run the schools and the jobs program for the adults, is the political heart of the Democratic Party. 25% of the delegates in the Democratic conventions are teacher union members, and their slush fund is enormous for Democratic candidates and then for Republicans like Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, which is why they didn't vote for Betsy DeVos. It was all about the choice program.
Oh, yeah. When you talk about vouchers, they go crazy. They killed that D.C. program that was doing so well when Obama first got in there, the charter schools and the charters. And these kids were graduating at record rates for D.C. And what do the Dems do? The first thing they do is kill it. I'm thoroughly confused.
No, that's right, because it's a threat to the teaching unions.
Oh.
We destroyed it now. In my book, Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America, there's a whole chapter called The Achilles Heel of the Democratic Party, which is their monopoly control of the inner cities. And what Trump has done is proposed a $130 billion voucher program. And if he's able to carry that off as president, it will destroy it. It'll just blow up the Democratic base. If Republicans get 25% of the black vote,
oh, they're done.
Democrats can't win. They can't win a national election.
Yep, you are so right. Let me switch gears for you for a second.
And Republicans, by the way, I spent 20 years. I tried to sell this to the Bush campaign in 2000. Republicans, would they tell me that? Let me give you just a brief anecdotal example. In 2000, the LA Times had a front page, right hand column, lead column story. That the school district, which had been instructed by the legislature to end social promotion, that's when you lie to the kids and say that they've learned something when they haven't, and you promote them to the next grade, and you lie to their parents, and they don't discover that they've been defrauded until the kids graduate and they're functionally illiterate and can't get a decent job.
Yep.
Okay, so the story was they can't end social promotion, because they did a feasibility study, and they found that they would have to hold back 350,000 children in the L.A. schools. This is January 20th, 2000, if anybody wants to look it up. Hold back 350,000 kids, mainly, of course, Hispanic, in the L.A. schools. So I called Tom Campbell, who was a Stanford professor who was running for the Senate. I think he'd been a congressman.
Yep.
And I had done a fundraiser for him. And I said, Tom, you want to be senator? Call on Bush to declare Los Angeles a disaster area. I said, if there was mudslides in Malibu and the million-dollar homes were sliding down the cliffs there would be millions of FEMA dollars to bail them out. I said, declare it a disaster area and have FEMA provide millions of dollars so these kids can get in schools that will actually teach them. And what did Tom Gamble say to me? He said, you know, David, I thought about this, and I don't believe in federal aid to education. They're already spending $41 billion a year. What's wrong with you? But anyway, that's my experience with Republicans until Trump. I proposed this to the Trump team, and they accepted it and adopted it immediately.
Wow.
It is a new day in this country, and I hope that everybody listening to this show will get out there and get active.
Yeah.
And start pushing the conservative agenda. One of the things I urge you to do is demand that the mayors of all these California cities and Jerry Brown and Janet Napolitano, the president of the University of California, all be prosecuted for sedition, for disobeying the Patriot Act. That's what sanctuary cities are about,
mm-hmm.
opposing the law of the land.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Democratic Party is a disgrace.
I agree with you. A lot of these school boards are trying to pass resolutions that say that there'll be sanctuary districts. They'll stand up to ICE, and I'm going, look, first and foremost, ICE does not show up.
We need the
up.
People to stand up
yep.
and demand they be prosecuted.
Yep. Yep.
Oppose them. This is your country that's like these people are so wounded down the river.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw two quick things at you. One is, you think Trump can really fix our ally relationships in Europe? I mean, right now you're looking at Merkel and some of these other ones that see him as a threat, that are very afraid of Trump. I think they're afraid of him because he's exposing their weakness. Is he going to be able, in with the kind of attitude he has, to be able to fix things?
Because the European people are Trumpers. They're gone. Merkel is toast. And Hollande, or whoever it is in France, he's toast too.
Wow.
Europe is going to break up. They're going to be nation states again, which is sensible. And they're going to have Trump-esque policies when it comes to immigration. You watch.
You're
the tidal wave. And I think that inside the Democrats have got to be hysterical. The reason that they can't come to terms with reality is it's too destructive to their arrogant ambitions.
Yeah.
Reality is not going their way.
And what about the Middle East?
You're on the wrong side of history at this moment.
Oh, I agree with you. I think they're going to be scratching their heads in a couple of years going, what the hell happened? In the Middle East, you know, you've got there's a lot of things escalating there, a lot of violence escalating there.
Can I say something also?
Yeah.
Steve Bannon, the force, Trump's inner circle, the strategists, Bannon and Miller. Steve Miller is a protege of mine. I've worked with him since he was in high school. And Bannon is a friend. And both of them, like me, are what I call second thoughters. That is, they began on the left, not as far left as I was, but they began on the left, so they have all the passion. You have to look at the left with clear eyes. They're stupid politically. They're morally defective. But they're brilliant in politics.
Look, there's a lot more to this. You don't want to miss all this. He tells you where to get his latest book. David Horowitz, a great guest. I wish I could have him on for 2 hours, frankly, because of all the information he's got wrapped up. And the fact that, you know, he moved from left to right. You know, he grew up a hardcore Democrat, short of being a communist, he said. His words, not mine. I am Joe Obscini, your host. Listen, pick up the podcast later on tonight because the interview in its entirety will be up there. Now, at least in the last segment, there's a good another 3 or 4 minutes. Stay with us. Heat up your coffee. Go to the bathroom. Grab a snack. Do whatever it is you got to do because you don't want to miss anything else. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live.